Hi, welcome to Restoratively Yours, Belvedere Youth Club podcast series about restorative practice. I am Jenny Courtney, BYC's General Manager. We are a youth club based in Dublin in our city, and in 2019 we embarked on a journey to become a restorative hub in the community. Restorative practice, RP in short, is a philosophy and a set of practices focusing on building and maintaining good relationships and dealing with conflict in a healthy way when it occurs. For us, it has become the way we want to do everything. In this series, you will hear our story, the ups and the downs of our journey through different voices. Dorothy, our RP consultant, will guide you along the way. We hope it will be inspiring and enlightening.
Hello. In this episode, we talk about training young people in restorative practice. First, Cem discusses his pilot project, which consisted in running RP sessions with the 7 to 9 years old group.
As I said, initially it was sort of that I was trying to, for me, it was about bringing on the young people, letting the young people understand what we were trying to do and explaining to them. And hence we started opening the circles with the young people. And we seen the benefits of that almost instantaneously. Well, within 2 weeks, the young people were taking a lead. They were asking questions themselves. They were checking in with their own friends when they seen they were a 3 or a 2 when in the check-ins. So we start seeing the process and the staff start seeing that. But we still weren't explaining to them, what we were trying to do and what their part was in it and what we expected of them. So I designed a program to work with the young kids, and I remember when I sort of sent it to all the staff and asked them, to come back and give me any sort of feedback on it. And I think if I did, I got 1, maybe 2 returns back with sort of 1 or 2 sort of comments, but the rest of them, I got nothing back from them. So I came and I said, "Right, everybody happy with what we've done?" And I think it was a 6 weeks program. Yeah. Everybody said, yeah. And half of them hadn't seen it. So then I said, "Right, okay, we'd run it out then." And he volunteered. And it ended up then that everybody in the room was sort of I'm busy that day and I'm busy this day and I'm busy that day. So it ended up that I had to run it myself. And as we were doing it, I could see I was winning over the staff membership was coming in. They were coming back up and saying, "We kept them in the room for an hour. These kids usually last 10 minutes, but we kept them in the room and they weren't bouncing around because we were engaging them experientially. We were playing games with them. And then we were explaining to them what the games meant and all. And it came to a stage then that I sort of embed the importance of these young people. I asked them to make their own badges. So we started producing our own badges and we started giving them positive adjective names. And that was all part of the program so that the kids would get really positive names. So we'd sort of fantastic Frank and we'd wonderful Willow. We gave the kids adjective names. So when they came in, and I always made it me business to high five them coming in and saying, "Hello, wonderful." And I call them by their adjective names. And I remember being around in the, one of the days I had to go down to Super Value to buy food for something that we are doing. And I met wonderful Willow's mom. And I was talking to her and I said, "How's wonderful Willow?" And she looked at me and she's gone, "Wonderful Willow?" And I says, "Yeah." I said, "We've given him adjective." And she said, "Why'd you call her wonderful?" And I explained to her, I said, because she was a beautiful child. And her mom started crying. And I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "No one's ever described my daughter like that before." And I said, "But that's who she is." And she said, "I know, but no one else knows that." So for me, that was it was a real sort of turning point. And then what was happening was parents were coming to the door and saying, "Where's my son's badge?" So because we got the kids to make their own badge, we get them their names, they were calling each other by the positive names. And for me, that was the start of it. And this was part of the 6 weeks program that we went in to do. And I never got to see to evaluate that and get to the end of it because I was finished before that programs are over, so I'm hoping that they're still doing it. And the idea behind that was to bring it up to the next group and empower the young people, because the young people then were like 7-year-olds were telling us then, what do you want to do next week? Can we make an apple pie? Can we make a thing? Yeah, okay. So we'd get in the stuff and we make the stuff with them. Next week, can we do this? And we were doing all the stuff that we were asking to do because we could afford it. But rather than just agreeing with them, we'd sit down with them and say, well, if you get this done, you won't be able to get pizzas on Thursday night because there won't be enough money. So what do you want to do? And they'd be thinking, they'd be on, right, okay, then can we get a smaller one then? Can we get just, instead of getting a full one, can we get a half one and maybe share the pizza? And we are doing all this stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think in terms of training the young people, there is a debate. And it's true in youth work, it's true in schools, between the people who want to train directly the young people, so in with a training that is adapted to them, and the people who say, no, we model, and if we model, that will be enough. They'll pick it up and they understand how it works, and they'll also have the same type of interaction. And I know this is a debate that is alive in the club, because some other people say, no, you can't train young people.
I think the language train is the wrong way of saying a training. I believe in experiential learning, like Augusto Boal, like you know. If you're sitting with back-to-back on the floor and you're picking each other up, then that's another way of saying, and when you explain that, we're helping each other. Sitting, getting off the ground by yourself can be difficult, but if you use someone to help you get up and you fall down, then and that's the type of learning that we're talking about. Like the crocodiles and the frogs, you know, if you jump on a leaf, you know, you can save your partner by just hugging them and holding them in close. You know, all this type of things, like, you know, so there's a different way, but I genuinely believe that, like, it's like anything in life, that if you don't understand the instructions of what you're trying to do, then you're never going to do it. I mean, and like, kids learn at different levels and, you know, different ways of perceiving things and different ways of understanding things. And so do adults. And if we don't share this a common sort of language and a common sort of idea of what we're trying to do, then, well, like, you know, things can take a lot longer to bed in and be a lot more difficult for the young person if they're struggling to understand why you're doing this. Like, in some instances, when you're talking with children who've come from sort of difficult backgrounds, like, you know, the idea of even being concerned about someone can be strange for them. So if you're creating a safe space and you're saying to them, this is what we're trying to do, we want you to know we care about you, and we want you to know we'd love you to care about somebody else. And if that means, if you don't care about me at the minute, but think about that, or care about your friend at the minute, think about that, then you're opening a space to let them know this is what we're trying to do, rather than sort of think that I'm being restorative with you and the language I'm going to use on you is going to be, you're going to understand that automatically, so you're going to comply with what I want you to do. I think that's wrong, and that's where I was trying to sort of get people to.
So when James left, the club didn't continue with the training for young people. As mentioned in the interview, there is a debate among practitioners about running specific training with young people. Youth workers in the club felt running a specific program was not necessary. Instead, modeling RP and offering regular processes were enough. To offer a middle way solution, a bank of games and activities have been provided to them, and they can run collaborative and reflective games at the beginning of their session to offer young people an opportunity to talk about relationships and other related topics. Another training was piloted with transition year students from Belvedere College who come to the club to do some work experience. They were explicitly introduced to restorative approaches through a set of 7 experiential sessions, including one with Martin Maloney, the local juvenile liaison officer, and one with Emma Whitley from NCI. You'll hear 4 of them talking about their work experience in the club.
My name's Connor. I'm 15 and I'm from Malahide in County Dublin.
My name's Tyler. I'm 15. I live just beside the club in East Wall. It's only a few months away.
My name's Colm. I'm 16 and I live in Glasnevin.
My name's Shannon. I'm 15 and I'm from Stillorgan.
So we're doing this basically to get a better understanding of what it's like working with kids and to get a taste and experience of what it's like to do a job like this. So we, if we like it, we can maybe follow up on that in a profession or in life. We're also doing this to like work on our communication skills and other key skills that can help us, whether we're looking for jobs or just day-to-day life.
We all, at the start of the year, were given like a list of things, activities we can do. We can choose three throughout the year, and we chose BYC as well as the others, yeah. We chose BYC because me ma's a youth worker as well, so I want to learn more as well how you can work with kids. So
I picked BYC because I wanted to like just understand what it was like to work with young kids and how like how that can benefit me, and it was just interesting to learn what they do in places like this and how they help kids.
Yeah, I chose the BYC. I just thought it'd be quite beneficial to me like later on in life, looking after children and, you know, just getting to know new people.
So we'll come down to the club after our lunch in school. So come down here at 1:30 and then we'll just play football for 10-15 minutes until we're called down, and we have an opening circle which basically go through what our energy levels are like and how we're feeling today, and then we'll do some other activities to boost our energy, and then we'll go into these activities. Like one of the weeks was about building relationships. We learned about how to heal a broken relationship or how to keep a good relationship and how to not lose it. And yeah, just stuff like that.
We do this, we learn about restorative practice, like working with others, saying our thoughts, checking in with each other. You know, like just saying how we feel and stuff and what we think, and like how to resolve situations and stuff with the young people, and just learning how to work with young people more and stuff.
So then after that you'd go to your group with the kids. So for me, I was going to the football, play football with them in the big hall, or play a bit of snooker. Other groups would play instruments like the guitar, and then another group is with the young girls, and they'd be doing arts and crafts and kind of stuff like that.
I really liked how welcoming the people were, like Dean, and it was enjoyable to work with kids because they're all the kids here are nice, and it's easy to have a bit of fun with them.
Yeah, I liked coming back to the club because I used to go here when I was younger, so it's nice to see what it's like again. It was nice coming in, being greeted by Dean and Denise and all the workers. And it was good like learning restorative practice, which I haven't really like heard a lot about before I came to Beverly IU Club. So yeah, I liked that. I was here back probably like 2017 or 18, so it was a long time ago. It looks completely different nearly. The computer room is upstairs and stuff like that. But it's a lot different. Still, downstairs looks very similar though, except for these rooms here, but the kitchen looks the same. The atmosphere, it feels a bit different. Back then, like, there was definitely a lot of people. Even the youth workers are definitely all from around the area, from town. So it's like more diverse now. There's lots of youth workers from everywhere. And like, it just feels like a lot more, I don't know, like, easier to work with kids. Back then, there was a lot more, I guess, arguments and all with the kids, but now it's more, like, it's worked out more than it was back then. So they've kind of improved on that.
Yeah, so I enjoyed spending time with the kids, playing sports with them. Yeah, I thought all the staff, the BYC staff, were very, you know, welcoming and kind.
I enjoyed coming down here and spending time with the young people, and the staff here are very kind. They're very nice.
The only thing that was a bit bad was that before you went in with the kids, the like energizers and activities lasted a good while. But that's really all I have to say.
The only thing I wasn't too fond of was when you're doing kind of like talking to each other just before you go up to the kids, is like asking questions. It's a bit dragged out. It's hard to like talk for over an hour about the same topic, so it is a bit dragged out. But other than that, it was good.
Yeah, I thought the PowerPoint slide might have been a little bit too long, and some of the questions were quite similar to ones asked before.
I live basically in the area, so before I came in, I thought it'd be full of kids just messing and all, because it's kind of what it used to be like sometimes. But coming in, it was actually lots of kids, and they're all like respectful, and they're all nice and kind and respectful and stuff. So it's definitely, like, it's changed my look on things. I thought it'd be a lot different to what it was. Yeah, I thought, because I've been here before, so yeah. I thought it'd still be like a lot of messing between the kids and stuff the way it was, but it's actually changed a bit, and it's actually a lot different. Everyone's a lot more kind of nice and stuff like that.
Well, it changed my view on like what the kids would be like. I thought that they'd be messing and causing trouble, and I thought it'd be stressful, but they're all very nice and they're easy to talk to, and they're just fun to be around, and it's just changed my perspective, so just on what the kids are like and what to look forward to.
I learned how to deal with like problems between the kids, like fights, to be more looking to say like what's wrong and like how can we fix this instead of trying to punish the people.
It's a lot more, obviously it's a lot more lenient here, but that might be because you're working with younger kids. They don't know as well as maybe people would around our age in our school. It's definitely like, they're definitely more harsh in our school. That's what I'd say.
They're more lenient here, obviously, like the kids are younger. In schools, obviously they want to keep a high standard, but it can depend on like your teacher. If your teacher, some of them can be more restorative and some of them could be more traditional and send you right to detention, or some of them could be trying to work out a problem to the, or a solution to the problem. So it just depends.
Yeah, I'd say it's more kind of strict in school. Like I'd say if you did break the rule, you probably would be punished in some way.
Finally, Denise, who runs part of the training with them, concludes this topic.
Well, we've had several, in my experience, we've had several groups of TY students in, but I have to say, and I have said it over the last number of weeks, that this group has been very, very, they've been very in tune with the young people. They've been very, they've seemed to enjoy taking part in a restorative practice approach in the workshops. They've joined in activities. The role players were particularly very good when Martin was in. I've enjoyed the last couple of weeks. The last 6 or 8 weeks have just flown by. I actually thought it was another week or two to having them here. And I will miss them when they're gone, yeah. I have to be honest, yeah. They were very good. And it was great to, I've actually enjoyed Tuesdays. Tuesdays is a very long day for me, but I've enjoyed Tuesdays over the last couple of weeks when the boys have been here. Yeah, it's been nice to see them in.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and stay tuned for our next episodes.